understanding the chaos and coherence. And that's when you start, I started really having a heightened sense of awareness and also a connection, you know, a connection with self, where I actually got to choose which beliefs I wanted to latch on to.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Okay, so today, welcome to The Breathing Edge.
We're just having a lively off-camera discussion about this subject.
Around breathing and mind control.
Yes, so you heard it correct.
So the
mind control.
The problem I see a lot, and actually the problem I experience, is that I think as humans, have a tendency to make decisions or choices or actions from a chaotic way of thinking. So when the brain is kind of going in survival, and you have to make a decision, it has to be split seconds, so then you just come back and you just do what you need to do, and then all of a sudden, when the dust has settled, you're like, I probably in hindsight would have made a little bit of a different decision or choice about that, and I'd be in a very different place, and these sorts of things, which the discussion we're having is that, from chaos to coherent, and Shane was saying that both are needed.
Yeah, I mean, look at in the world that we live in, we want to navigate the world, and so in the ordered, hierarchical, structured type of general type of world we live in, coherence might be the thing that you really want. But it is a natural, it's a natural state for the brain to have both a chaotic, creative,
wild
side to it.
Feminine.
Yeah, well, and it is represented by the feminine energy. Now, ladies, before you go getting upset about, why is feminine have to be crazy? Or you may not think that at all.
It's wild.
Where I'm going with that is naturally feminine energy. Now, if you remove the just remove the woman from that. Okay, yes. Feminine energy is inside men. It's inside all both of us. So what I mean by that is it's a natural state for there to be this chaos and this creation, because that's where most things get created, out of the chaos. And the coherent or the masculine style energy, which is very direct and very sort of in a linear straight line. So you need a mix of both of these things when you're creating anything.
I think the feminine does have a coherent aspect to it as well. I think if we really want to break it down, like, there's both the masculine feminine of chaos and masculine feminine of coherent as well. So not to go too complex.
I don't really agree with that. I think that in their purest form, they are one or the other.
In their purest form.
And and we have the ability as humans, and with a with an animal that has the type of brain, the large type of brain that we do, we have two hemispheres in the brain, and this is what we talk about. One of the things that we've come to know is that the brain does require some balance. So it requires you to understand that you do have the left and right hemispheres, and they do two very different things. And most of you can Google, brain hemispheres, and you'll find out that one's a creative and one's the more logical side. And that's what we're talking about here with coherence and with chaos. And so what we've found is that with what we mean by mind control is we're using the breath to both activate both sides of the brain, which starts to bring balance, a marriage of opposites in the mind.
Yeah, and that's kind of where pranayama got its start as
it,
well.
It did,
you know, the alternate nostril. Because each nose is connected to the opposite hemisphere. So, and just to pause that for a moment, Shane, because it's really interesting. The nose predominantly changes to each side throughout the day. So for about, you know, 40 to 60
minutes. Yeah, that is scientifically proven.
Yeah, you've got the left nostril maybe more open, and then it swaps to the right. Absolutely. So here's interesting, like if you are in a decision-making process and you want to know if you're creative or if you're analytical, you can also just check in with your nose and see which one feels like it's breathing more freely.
Now that might be
touch in with that.
If you want to do that, you can. And just know that just know that naturally inherent is you is this swing of this pendulum, and you know it has everything to do from upregulating or downregulating those different sides of the brain to cooling the different sides of the brain. So there is a natural thing that happens with this. Now the other thing that we find with the mind control and what the breathing does affect is it starts to help you to identify your identity. So it starts to help you start to bring into check things like your imagination, things like your will, things like your desire. These things are all housed in the mind. These things are all part of the mind. They're all separate types of energies that are described in many different, you know, a lot of Eastern philosophies describe these energies that are housed in the mind. The ego also gets wrapped up in this whole story as well. And so what we've experienced and what we believe is the breath is the perfect tool to start weaving these things together, and not weaving them together so that they don't exist, but weaving them together so that you understand that they're all the one thing that is a part of you. They're not things that are separate. You know, if you have, you know, we talk to our clients a lot that will come to us and they'll say something like, well, I've got these bad habits. I do A, B, and C. I can't stop myself. And it's like, what?
Chocolate,
it's like, what
seems to be a popular
what do you mean you can't stop yourself? And so it's almost that they're giving over this, well, my body takes over or my mind takes over or something that's not them takes over. And this is where we see people get into these identity
I'm just like that.
Identity issues.
And then,
say.
Sometimes you become locked in this. Oh, I'm just somebody who's addicted to chocolate. That's just the way it is because I've always been that way. Well, not really. And these all comes down to beliefs. You know, and we did another podcast episode on this on change your breathing and change your beliefs.
Correct. And this
which
is...
check that out. And when we're talking about breathing and mind control, we're not talking about mind controlling other people. We're talking about like, let's talk about your own thoughts first.
Let's face it. You're not going to be controlling anyone else's mind if
you
don't even control your own.
Right.
So this, and you know, I want to reiterate what Angie said before about where you are making decisions and choices from.
Yeah.
Are you making decisions and choices from a you know, you have an identity crisis, so you've got all these, you've got different energies there, you know, desires, will, intellect, imagination, these things are all pulling you in different directions. Then you don't understand that there's a balance between the masculine and feminine aspects, or the coherence and the chaos. So then you've got another separation that you're dividing. So is it any wonder that sometimes these days people think they've got split personalities,
going
or they're
crazy.
Torn or they're going crazy? Exactly. And it's just because these, we solely believe, or I solely believe, that while you're in a meat sack on this earth, one of your jobs is to understand these energies and bring them into balance, into alignment.
And into coherence.
And have a tool for integration. Now, we've spoken before on previous podcasts about integration and why it's important. And so in our opinion, when you start to integrate these identities parts in the mind, you start to integrate, or you start to focus on integrating the two hemispheres of the brain, the masculine, feminine, these sorts of things, what will happen is a lot of the useless ideas and beliefs and behaviors that you had around these different things. Now, think about it for a second. Do you have any ridiculous ideas around your desires?
We call them running commentary.
Do they show up? Yes. Do they show up in your relationships? Do they show up in the way you behave in business and things like that? So it is important to have this this tool or this process for integrating them. And that's where we've kind of weaved this back into using the breathing. One to induce a peak state. And now the peak state has a reorganizational effect in the brain where it shuts off the critical part of the brain where usually the things like the, you know, the imagination, will, intellect, and these sorts of energies are often housed with the ego and the mind in the front part of the brain. Now that shuts off during a peak state, which allows this reorganization. Think about it like this. What happens when the apps don't work on your phone and everything starts bugging out? The first thing you do is you turn the phone off and on. That's like a master reset. So we're kind of clearing the cache. And this is a similar effect that you have when you use the breathing to either induce a peak state and or you use the breath as a clearing tool. And so, you know, you were talking about using the breath to create space between thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. And that for me is probably freed up a lot of space. Because when I've been in that chaotic state, and I know I'm in that chaotic state, then making a decision, it can be quite stressful. And then therefore, there's running commentary on top of that, on making stories and self-assessments of how, you know, you're not good enough, not worthy, you can't handle the chaos and you can't handle the pressure. And, you know, how am I going to, you know, get that promotion if I can't even get my own self under, you know.
Or then the perfection of coherence comes in there about not getting it right. Goodness, so, you know, you've got these things that are chaotic, but then you're not getting them right. They're not getting them perfect. So you can see here that we've seen and found tools in the breath that are everything from a master reset of all these things and integrating all the way through to giving you a little bit of space in between your thoughts to just bring more of the chaos into coherence and introduce more of the coherence. I'll say that again. To bring more of the coherence into the chaos and bring a little bit more of the chaos to the coherence so that you start to mix and balance these things out, because they both do need each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And so probably from here, that my greatest lessons have been to exactly that, finding the coherence in the chaos and then understanding the chaos and coherence. And that's when you start. I started really having a heightened sense of awareness and also a connection, you know, a connection with self, where I actually got to choose which beliefs I wanted to latch on to.
And that's a really important point. So, you know, while mind control sounds like a really like, you know, thing, it's really about you, reorganizing and choosing the way that you want to apply your mind, because your mind is a tool.
Yeah.
It is a tool. The ego is part of that. The ego is like a pet. You want that to be sharp. You want it to be on. You want it to be witty, to be getting you around. And there's also something else that's involved in you
as
well.
That's right. And the mind is connected to the body, and the body is connected to the mind. I think that's where a lot of times we have a tendency to sever the body from the mind. And when the breath starts going, it brings the integration of the chaos and coherence. Yeah. And that's where you start having real genius
it's
thinking.
It's the thread.
Yeah,
the breath is definitely the thread. So it's not in the words, it's in the practice.
Thank you for joining us on the Breathing Edge podcast with Shane and Angelina. For show notes and other resources, please visit us at breathingedgepodcast.com. If you have any questions or a subject you'd like us to cover on the podcast, or any recommendations for a guest interview, please contact us at info@breatheme.com. The Breathing Edge podcast is brought to you by Experts On Air Podcast Network.
Disclaimer: the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.